It was an event which happened in Norwich 60 years ago in July of 1958 and is unlikely to be repeated. It illustrated a time when a job was a way of life, especially if you worked at Coleman's. The world-famous company employed thousands of men and women, and they had a reputation for looking after their staff, some of whom had spent their entire working life with the Mustard Masters, who also made a range of other products. Presentations were often made to people who had spent 50 years at Carrow Works, and when they left, the camaraderie carried on. That is the way it was, with people keeping an eye out for each other. This was the opening of surely one of the most magnificent social clubs in the land, Coleman House, at the former home of Norfolk Cricket, lovely Lakenham. At the time, Coleman's was at the top of the Norwich and Norfolk manufacturing tree and one of the most highly regarded and respected companies in the land and famous across the world. Where it went, others followed, and this fine club went on to host many other events and play a leading role in city life. In the summer of 1958, it was opened by director Mr. A. E. Webb. He congratulated the social club committee, who had spent 8 years working on the scheme. He also praised the architect department on the imaginative and pleasing design and the builders J. Youngs and Son on the excellent standard of craftsmanship. It was a grand addition to the Lakenham County Cricket Ground, comprising of a main hall with a first-class dance floor, kitchens, cloakrooms, a well-stocked bar, lounge, billiard room and table tennis room. Upstairs, there was an indoor bowls rink, and a host of clubs and groups made Coleman House their second home. Various events took place most days, with the committee anxious to provide entertainment for younger members of Coleman's family. They also had some talented young rock and rollers at Coleman's. Remember David Nicholas Quinton of Cheetahs fame, and Chris Mortimer, who played with many other Norfolk bands? Both again played at Evening News Golden Years charity gigs a few years ago and brought the house down at the UEA. At the club opening, Mr. Webb said, "In Coleman House we have a social centre which can compare with any in the country and which is the real Coleman tradition." 60 years on, times have changed.